الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعه ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead Him astray. And whom Allah leads to stray, there is none who can guide him aright. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, alone and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and His angels send blessings upon the Prophet. For he who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with a worthy greeting. Amma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah has given the Muslim the five daily prayers, the Juma, which today is Juma, upcoming Ramadan, Hajj, the Book of Allah, numerous Anbiya, prophets, to give guidance to the community and to keep them in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, today we would like to sharpen that remembrance just a little, in some places where we may have neglected it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wa ma qadru Allah haqqa qadri, Idh qalu ma anzala Allahu ala basharan min shay. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, no just estimate of Allah do they make when they say nothing doth Allah send down to man. Surely Allah speaks the truth. And I can testify to this ayah because I had posted something on my Facebook page Wednesday when the Supreme Court decision came down, and I got some responses from some people that I knew. And one person asked me if I was joking, and I said, no, I'm not joking. And then another person asked me, was I dooming that person because they were supporters of the decision. And I said, I'm not dooming you, your beliefs are dooming you. And at any rate, the conversation went on, so it got to the point where this lady, she said to people like you and people that represent organized religion always say Allah said this and God said that and God didn't say anything. Man wrote these books. SubhanAllah, this is what Allah said. They make no just estimation of Allah because they say Allah didn't send anything to the human being. So this is one of the day. This is a person who said they believe in God. They believe in God. I asked them what religion did they practice, and they hesitated. They didn't answer for a while, and then finally they came back and said they don't practice any organized religion, that they believe themselves to be spiritual people. They have a personal relationship with God, and they practice some principles from African tribal religions. So basically what it is, they have a made-up religion. They people who make their own being and they worship themselves, basically speaking. But when she said that to me, I thought of this ayah immediately. And we say, okay, who's the they? Well, that's one of them. People that really don't have any being, but they want to give you moral advice on what you should do. And other people who believe in Allah, there are people who are called deists, who believe that Allah created the universe, but he doesn't have anything to do with it after that. He made it like a watchmaker makes a watch, and then it's done, it's finished, if it runs all right, it runs, if it doesn't, it doesn't. He's a deist. You have pantheists, people who think that Allah is in everything. Allah is in a rock, he's in a tree, he's in this, he's in that, he's in every atom of creation is Allah. And then you have polytheists, who believe in many gods. And you have monotheists, who believe that, as we do, that Allah created the universe and he guides it and he has destined for it. But even among the monotheists, we can lose sight. We can forget. We can fall guilty of this ayah of not making just assessment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one, no human being is immune to this, not even the Anbiya, not even the prophets. Because we read in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُبَارِئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَمَارَةُ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is Surah Yusuf, and this is Prophet Yusuf speaking, where he says, nor do I absolve myself of blame, and we know the story of Prophet Yusuf and Zulaikha. He said, the human soul is certainly prone to evil unless my Lord bestows his mercy. And surely my Lord is all forgiving, most merciful. Now, you'll read in the tafsirs and some of the interpretations, some of the ulama say, well, this is not Prophet Yusuf speaking, this is Zulaikha, this is someone else. I disagree with them, but to make a more concrete case, we have the case of Prophet Yunus, who Allah says he left, and he thought, meaning Yunus, thought that Allah didn't have any power over him, or that Allah would not make a decree against him for leaving, until Allah made the decree. And he winds up in the bottom of the ocean in the belly of a fish, and then what does he say? And la ilaha illa ant, subhanak, inni kuntum mina dhalimeen. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Prophet Yunus says in translation, and there is no God but you, glory to you, verily I have been from among the wrongdoers. So everyone human can have this lapse of remembrance of making just assessment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the Sahabi of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for there's a hadith related by Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani, who said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam led us in super prayer at Hudaybiyah after it had rained on us during the night. When he finished, he faced the people and said, do you know what your Lord has said? They, meaning the people, replied, Allah and his messenger know best. He, Prophet Muhammad, said that he, Allah, said, This morning, my slaves have become divided into believers and unbelievers. Those who said we had rain by the favor and mercy of Allah believe in me and reject stars. And those who said that it is because of a certain star disbelieve in me, meaning Allah, and believe in stars. And this is related to Al-Bukhari and Malik. And so, you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling through his Nabi, the Sahabi of his Nabi, that some of you still have that jahiliyyah in you, that ignorance, that some of you forgot that everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some of you attributed this rain to a certain star. And if that's what you did, then you believe in that star. And they became guilty of this ayah of not making just assessment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by their ghafla, their heedlessness, their forgetfulness. And so, in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as doomsday approaches, people will go to bed as believers, but wake up in the morning as unbelievers. Or they will wake up as believers, but go to bed as unbelievers, because of the events that take place and the words one utters during the day. From Tirmidhi. So we see, your state is not solidified. You have to constantly be in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order not to fall into error. It's a constant job. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the five daily prayers, the Jummah, the Ramadan, the Hajj, the NBR, the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to keep ourselves busy with these things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Constantly. You don't have time, you can't afford really to be away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any point. And to make it a little more personal story, I will tell you how this came to my mind. In the first place, I had been traveling from April through Mother's Day. I was back east, and someone asked me about my trip, and I said, well, I went here, and 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 then I came home. Alhamdulillah. And as I was reflecting on things later in the day, it occurred to me when I said Alhamdulillah, I was only speaking about getting back home. That Allah had brought me back home. What about the fact that Allah got me up and was made me even able to travel? Took me to where I wanted to go. Took me to this next place. So I should have said, Alhamdulillah, I went here. By the mercy of Allah, I was able to go here. By the mercy of Allah, I was able to come here. To give the credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is due. Because none of this is possible without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in his book, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wallahu khalaqakum wa ma ta'malun, Sadaqallahu al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has created you and what you do. So you cannot do anything that Allah has not given his permission to be done. None of you can take off and fly like a bird across the street. Why? Because Allah didn't give his permission for that. He gave it to the bird. He didn't give it to you. So, Allah, this is what Allah means by I created you and what you do. What's possible for you to do comes from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even the free will that I gave you is subject to my will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمًا. صَبَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you do not will except that Allah wills. Again, it's going back to the fact that you cannot do anything that Allah doesn't give his permission for you to do. And this confuses a lot of people. Muslims as well as non-Muslims, primarily a lot of atheist people. I've had conversations with them, and they say, well, if I got free will, why do I have to do what Allah says to do? Well, you have a limited free will. You know what I mean? That you're the king of the creation. You have the will, as Allah says in the ayah, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ يَزِيدُ اللَّهَ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا هُدًى. And then Allah says in another ayah, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in these two ayahs, أُذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, in some translation, and Allah increases guidance for those who seek guidance. So, Allah has given His permission that anybody who wants to have guidance can seek it. And Allah will not only give you the guidance, but He'll increase the level of guidance that He gives you because you use your will to seek the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in the second ayah that we read, part of the ayah, it says, and truth is from your Lord, so whoever wills, let him believe, and whoever wills, let him disbelieve. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here that whoever uses his will to seek guidance will have guidance, whoever uses his will to believe will be able to believe, and whoever uses his will to disbelieve will be a disbeliever. This is the end of your free will. Once you make a choice about that, you're an unbeliever. You're not going to get what the believers get. You're a believer. You're not going to suffer what the unbelievers suffer. Because this is the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once you made that choice, you're done until you make the choice the other way. But all of this is by the permission of Allah. This is the creation of Allah. This is how He created the human being to function. This is why you cannot will except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. There's no third way for this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this and lets you know this so that you know and remember that He has all of the power. And we say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. كُلْ, كُلِّ, all of the power. There's no corner of things that Allah doesn't control. Good, evil, everything is under control of Allah, created by Him. Oh, Allah created evil? Yes, He did. Because if He didn't create it, who did? Create itself? No. This is shirk. Allah, la ilaha illahu. There's only Allah. And when you start to sharpen your remembrance of that fact, then you start to remember Allah in every little thing that you do. And you come to understand that if you don't keep in mind that everything exists from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will start to give that existence to something else. Your boss. Well, I got this job because my boss likes me. No, you don't have the job because your boss likes you. You have that job because Allah has decreed that job for you. Well, I'm in this situation because this brother did this to me. No, you're in this situation because Allah decreed this situation for you. And when you understand it that way and you get mad, who you gonna get? Who you getting mad with? You getting mad with Allah? Not a good idea. You get happy? You getting happy with your boss? Not a good idea. Get happy with Allah that He gave you something good, and thank Him. Be grateful. And this is how we sharpen our remembrance. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book of أُذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ مَا أَصَابَ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنْفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَاكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, no misfortune can happen on the earth or in yourselves, but is recorded in a decree before we bring it into existence. And that is truly easy for Allah. In order that you may not despair over matters that pass you by, nor exalt over favors bestowed upon you. For Allah loves not anyone self-deluded and boastful. Interesting word, self-deluded. It means you're fooling yourself. When you think that you have some power over a situation, you're fooling yourself. When you think that this came to me, as Karun said, because I have some knowledge that other people don't have, you're fooling yourself. And you're being boastful about something that you don't have a right to even talk about. So, khushu', humbleness, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah says the remembrance of Him is the greatest thing. And it will keep you in the proper frame of mind. Now, this hayat dunya, the life of this world, there are so many veils of deception between you and Allah. Like we said earlier, your boss, your job, your money, your this, your that, your this. They said, government this, Obama that, president this, Mubarak this. These are veils of deception covering the distance between you and Allah to keep you from seeing the truth of ma asaba min musibatin fil ardi wa la fi anfusikum illa fi kitabin min qabli an nabraha. Keep you from seeing the truth that nothing can happen to you or in this world except by decree of Allah, and the decree comes before it even comes into existence. It can't come into existence without the decree of Allah. So when you operate from this remembrance, turn your ego down, use it for what it's supposed to be for, to keep you clean, keep you smelling nice, keep you nice to people and so forth, eat good food, that type of thing. You turn it down to that level, and then the veils start to disappear. Then you start to see the cause of all causes. The only cause, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to keep this sharpened remembrance of Him, and use this remembrance to guide our lives until His decree for us to return to Him comes into effect and we return. Alhamdulillah, Fati Risamawati wa Ardija ilin mana ikati usulan uli ajmiatan matna wa tulata wa ruba. Yazidu fil khalki may yasha. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Ashadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم صدق الله العظيم. Allah says we created man in the best stature, in the best structure. Because taqweem comes from kawama, which means to stand up straight or to construct or to has to deal with the outside of a thing more than the inside. So Allah is telling you that your shape, your outside structure is perfect for what you need to do in this dunya. And it was perfected in the Jannah. But your character was not. Because we know our father and mother, Adam and his wife Hawa, they chose to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ignore His warnings, and follow the waswas of the shaitan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite wisdom and according to His plan, sent us down to this earth, to this dunya, to perfect our character in the crucible of trials and tribulations with the guidance of His anbiya and His books. For the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in a hadith, I have been sent to perfect good character. So this is your job. This is why you're here. You're not here to, you know, be the richest man in Babylon, as they say, to be the genius that did this, that, or the other for this dunya. This dunya has a Lord. This is the grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abraham about the Kaaba. He said, "Oh, you come to me about some camels and I'm getting ready to destroy your Kaaba." He said, "This Kaaba has a Lord. The camels are my responsibility. That's why I'm here about the camels, but this Kaaba has a Lord. This dunya has a Lord. It's not you. It's not your job to make it run this way or the other. Your job is to perfect your character and live in it while you're here by this character so that you can return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a good condition. And the best way to perfect character is through obedience to Allah and His Rasul. Who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation to Prophet Muhammad to say to the people, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. And Allah is forgiving and most merciful. So if we follow these advices from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of our abilities and sharpen our remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we come close to the purpose for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us when He said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. In translation, He said, I did not create men and jinn except to worship me. And the better we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the closer we come to the purpose of our creation, the closer we come to our purpose of our creation, the closer we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine will, and the closer we come to His divine will, the closer we come to Him. And inshallah, this longing that the believers have to correct themselves, to perfect their character, to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how we show our love for Allah and His acceptance of our poor, raggedy efforts. But efforts nonetheless is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His love for us. So may we keep these things in mind, sharpen our remembrance of Allah, and seek the forgiveness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم اكفر للمسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك أنت السميع القريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقيموا الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.